Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Roto Experts Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Matic. You can find me on Twitter at Davis Matic. In this episode of the podcast, we are continuing our series of fantasy football team previews, this time going over the Oakland Raiders. But before we get into our preview of the Oakland Raiders for the 2019 fantasy football season, I, of course, need to tell you about all the cool stuff we have going on over at rotoexperts.com. I just released our ultimate guide to winning your draft in fantasy football in 2019. We're winning your league, rather. But, you know, we have all sorts of other great premium content to go along with that. Projections, rankings, sleepers, busts, everything that you need to win your fantasy football league title in 2019 is available on rotoexperts.com. You can get 10% off of that package using the promo code MATTEK, M-A-T-T-E-K. Now, digging into the Oakland Raiders, I think they are a very interesting team for fantasy football. Starting at the quarterback position, Derek Carr is, of course, the starting quarterback, despite you know, what you might have heard about how John Gruden feels about Nathan Peterman. The team is on Hard Knocks. That's always fun. And I think you probably heard, you know, Derek Carr wasn't good last year. You know, he was much better in that 2016 season, yada, yada, so on and so forth. I don't actually think that was true. I think last year he was mostly fine. It was the first 4,000-yard season of his career. He only threw 19 touchdown passes, but only threw 10 interceptions. He had 7.3 YPA. That's, you know, that is right around league average. That's, for example, that's better than Kirk Cousins. So I don't think Derek Carr is a bad quarterback. I don't think that he's one of these Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage, you know, just these sort of guys who make everyone in a fantasy offense, you know, not viable, not relevant. I don't believe that that is the case with Derek Carr. I think, you know, if he has good weapons, I think those weapons are going to be good for fantasy. Is Derek Carr someone that I'm super interested in on my fantasy teams? No, he's not. Kind of exactly the same way that I've talked about Sam Darnold, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees. It's just these guys who run only are just not interesting for me. They likely do not have the ceiling to win you a championship in, you know, like the FFPC main event or the Silver Bullet online for the NFC. Like, I just don't think it's likely that he's able to post a season of, you know, 38 touchdowns, 4,600 yards. Like, I just don't even know if that's even like his 90th percentile outcome, because he threw 553 passes last year, but, you know, that he took every little bit of that 553 to get to 4,000 yards. In the past, has thrown 599, 573, and 560, and, you know, had pretty bad YPA seasons with those attempts. So, I would say, you know, Carr is kind of a middling quarterback in terms of fantasy, in terms of real life. You just don't have to stretch that. You don't have to squint your eyes to see what Derek Carr is. So the kindest thing I can say about him is he's pretty likely to be a streaming option. You know, in those games against the Chiefs, for example, you know, those are likely to be high Vegas total games. Those are likely to be high attempt games for the Raiders. And so games like that, I think he will be a streaming option. Of course, he would be like a fine, you know, as we always say, he's a fine quarterback three in a 2QB league. You guys have heard that boring, tired analysis in the past, and I think it's true. You know, I don't think that he's going to get benched. I don't think that anything like that is likely to occur. So, yeah, you know what you are getting with Derek Carr. Moving to the running backs, this is a different situation this year than it was last year. Their three primary running backs are going to be starter Josh Jacobs, third down pass catching back Jalen Richard, and handcuff Doug Martin. Doug Martin was bad last year. 172 attempts, 4.2 yards per attempt, only 24 targets in the passing game. Marshawn Lynch played in six games last year, 90 attempts, an identical 4.2 yards per attempt, three touchdowns. He's no longer on the team. Jalen Richard played in all 16 games, had only 55 rushing attempts, but had 81 targets in the passing game, was actually second on the team, or third on the team in targets, second on the team in receptions, tied for first with Jared Cook. They both had 68 with an 84% catch percentage for Jalen Richard. So Richard would be kind of more interesting to me, except for the fact that they drafted Josh Jacobs in the first round. And, you know, John Gruden's history with first-round running backs, really just the history of first-round running backs in general, and even more so first-round running backs with Josh Jacobs size. You know, basically, there are 11 guys over the last 20 years who have been 220 pounds or more who were drafted in the first round at the running back position. Every single one of them either had a running back one season or had multiple years of RB2 production. So what I gather from all of this is that Josh Jacobs is probably one of the best risk-reward draft picks in all of fantasy football right now. You can get him in the second round of your draft, and you can get him in the fourth round of your draft, and he really, I think, does have league-winning upside at the running back position. The Athletic's Vic DeFore has reported that Josh Jacobs has shown great hands at training camp. Raiders coach John Gruden, you know, has been, I think he's praised Josh Jacobs. He talked about how well Jacobs played in that game against the Raiders. The same Athletic's Vic DeFore has reported that Jalen Richard is expected to lose a good chunk of his receiving work. So looking at Josh Jacobs, if we project him for around 10 to 12% of the Raiders' targets, we project him between 55 to 70% of the team's rushing attempts, 70% obviously on the mega high end because we're including like quarterback scrambles, end arounds, so on and so forth. You're looking at a guy who could realistically finish as a back end running back one. And I'll be honest, that's where we have him projected. And it's not like we don't have Jalen Richard projected for a role either. It's just that in the passing game, after Antonio Brown, Tyrell Williams, and Darren Waller, the passing game gets kind of thin, and it seems like the team is ready to use Josh Jacobs as a three-down running back. That has been the historical trend with John Gruden. That has been the historical trend with first-round running backs. You guys know that at Roto Experts, we are big on historical trends. You know, in general, you know, players who kind of look and play like each other are likely to have similar kinds of career outcomes. I didn't even really like Josh Jacobs as a prospect. I thought he was a pretty middling prospect. I definitely did not think he should have been drafted where he was drafted. The Raiders would have been much better off drafting a wide receiver, would have been much better drafting off a cornerback or an edge rusher, but they took Josh Jacobs, and as a result of taking Josh Jacobs, they're going to use Josh Jacobs. Actually, funnily enough, the biggest comparison that I could give you guys in your mind is think about that rookie year for Doug Martin. You know, there were kind of some other veteran backs on the roster. Doug Martin was not this super great college prospect. The team was not projected to be that good. All of that was true, and Doug Martin still had a crazy good running back season in his rookie year. And I think that those situations are sort of analogous to one another. So I do really like drafting zero running back teams this year. That should be pretty obvious to anyone who's listened to these podcasts or who has read rotoexperts.com. But a guy that I'm willing to break that zero RB mold for is Josh Jacobs. So, you know, you're sitting there in the fourth round and you're looking at, you know, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs sometimes, you know, the Rams wide receivers, Chris Godwin sometimes. I still, a lot of the time, do prefer to take Josh Jacobs there. So that is how I'm viewing the running back. And I think Jalen Richard is a fine zero running back target. You know, if you get him 14-team lead, deeper leagues, you know, or if you start two or three flexes, like I think those are still fine formats for Jalen Richard. I think that he is a useful and interesting player. I don't think he has any chance of ever being more than what he showed last season, but that's fine. You know, that doesn't make him like a bad player. But I think it's pretty clear that Josh Jacobs is going to stay on the field in more obvious passing situations or when the Raiders are down, you know, 10, 15 points or whatever than Doug Martin did last season. So moving to the wide receiver position, their starting 11 personnel is going to be Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams with some rotation of Hunter Renfrow, J.J. Nelson, Marcel Aitman, maybe Keelan Doss or Keon Hatcher moving in that role. And then I also think Darren Waller will play a fair bit of actual wide receiver because he was a converted wide receiver to tight end when he left Georgia Tech and came to the NFL. So at this point, you have to be thinking, well, what on earth am I going to do with Antonio Brown? So this is where we are at with him. The helmet saga appears to be mostly over. Ian Rappaport reported that the latest appeal of the helmet saga is going to be heard on Friday. John Gruden claimed the superstar wideout is all in. He has been at practice with a certified helmet. He has continued to file grievances with the NFL, so, you know, that That's just sort of interesting, but it seems that his feet are healthy, so the cryogenic freezing that took place to his feet seems like he's good to go with that. It seems like he's back at practice, and it seems like the team plans on using him as their best wide receiver in 2019. Now, I have to admit, I'm pretty interested in drafting Antonio Brown when he falls to the late third, the early fourth. I mean, I don't even think Antonio Brown is great. He averaged 7.7 yards per target last year. That was the lowest number of his career since 2012 when he was a third-year player. He's entering into his age 31 season. He transferred teams. He moved away from the best quarterback, probably one of the 15 best quarterbacks in NFL history, to a quarterback who is going to go down the annals of NFL history as, you know, just this very average, very boring, very blah quarterback. I don't think that John Gruden has this amazing passing system. His offense is very West Coast. It's very precision based. It's very kind of stick and move. It's just not a great fantasy football offense. It's not a great offense for real football either. So he's going to score less touchdowns than he did last year. He probably will average a similar yards per target, but I don't know if we can give him 180 targets like some of those years in Pittsburgh. You know, 160 targets seems more like the median outcome. Our projections, even accounting for all of this, you know, lower yards per target, lower yards per play for the team, they still think that he is a top 10 fantasy football wide receiver, and I'm inclined to think that that is the case. You know, I am inclined to believe that that is, you know, pretty close to reality overall. So he's someone that I will still take, but obviously, we need to think about, you know, what happens with his helmet, of which it sounds so preposterous to say, but it's real. You know, you got to think about, is this dude going to be on the field? Is this dude going to be comfortable? Tyrell Williams, though, the opposite wide receiver, another guy that we really like, because we do think this Raiders offense is going to be better. You know, they transferred out Doug Martin for a younger, more athletic player. They signed Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams, who are going to be playing instead of Jordy Nelson, Seth Roberts. Amari Cooper never got it going with Derek Carr, played only 6 games there last year. Jordy Nelson actually averaged 8.4 yards per target on this team, so, you know, I think Tyrell Williams clearly better than the last season of Jordy Nelson's career. Antonio Brown clearly better than whatever else is going on in Oakland last year. So Tyrell is someone who's going to be a beneficiary of that improved offense. And when you look this should actually be a pretty narrow passing tree offense. You know, we think that probably 80% of the targets are going to go to Jacobs, Brown, Williams, and Waller. And outside of that, you know, would that really surprise anyone if, you know, 75-80% of the targets went to those four guys? I don't think so. So that leaves a big portion of the pie, for Tyrell Williams to excel really for the first time in his career. I guess not excel for the first time in his career, but to be, you know, a true like target hog. You know, he has only topped 100 targets one time. That was in a year that Keenan Allen was injured and missed most of the season. He led the Chargers in targets, had 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, 8.9 yards per target. So this is someone I think that can do it. So I think Tyrell Williams pretty undervalued in the fantasy football market right now. Finally, the tight end. Well, I guess I'm not interested in Hunter Renfrow. I'm not interested in J.J. Nelson. I think Hunter Renfrow's best case scenario is like 70 targets, 45 receptions, 400 yards. You know, just not a guy you're going to enjoy owning in fantasy at all. Now, finally, moving to the tight end position, Darren Waller, you know, pretty interesting career. Started out as a wide receiver at Virginia Tech. He's 6'6", 255. All of the coaches at Raiders camp love him. Waller was subject of a segment when the media members at Raiders camp asked everyone who they impressed the most, and everyone said Waller. He missed a little bit of time with his shoulder injury, but played every snap with the first team offense against Arizona. And sort of interesting enough, Waller talked about how he was getting high in Baltimore all the time on pills, cocaine, whatever, and he is clean now. So that's actually sort of interesting to me. You know, that's a real reason why someone would be a better football player. You know, if he actually has really changed his life around, like as a person, like cleared his brain up, that to me is really intriguing and an interesting reason why a guy who is athletic and as talented as Waller was did not go on to play well in the NFL to begin with. So Waller, that's a guy I draft a lot. You know, I think he is a very good fantasy football target and someone that I will continue to be targeting in fantasy football drafts. That is going to do it for us here at the Roto Experts Fantasy Football Podcast. Please make sure to check out rotoexperts.com, the ultimate guide to win your draft, just came out on the site today. I hope that you guys dig into that. That will be updated with player targets moving forward, and you know, just more great premium content on the site, and use promo code MATTEK, M-A-T-T-E-K, to get 10% off.